Chapter 2, Government. The concept of government is the concept of authority. It is what tells people what they must obey, or else punishment will be done unto them. If a government is not given to us by nature, then that would make it man-made government. It would be man-made authority. Since the authority, law, or government of nature is already present everywhere and at all times, the idea of natural law, natural authority, or natural government would simply be negated, as it is just nature. Therefore, the terms of law, authority, and governments are usually in reference to the man-made constructs. Governments call their rules as laws, and may even call their guidelines for laws as constitutions. Your birth in their system as naturalization, their presence as the state, their necessary existence for order. As differing from organizations or businesses, governments use violence against those who do not comply with its rules, its laws. This makes government by definition involuntary, meaning that individuals cannot freely choose to live without government. Violence is also known as initiatory force or aggression, a violation upon nature, an involuntary action. Governments claim to control large portions of land, including everything within that land. All the people, businesses, and organizations must submit to the rule of government. While this may relate to a criminal organization, a gang or mafia enforcing its own commands, governments are not perceived in the same way. Governments may commit immoral or unnatural acts just as they do, but be seen as moral or natural for having done so, as because they are perceived to be authority. Whereas a criminal gang may commit immoral acts and people would see them as immoral. In a gang, the victims may comply, but not out of any moral or natural obligation to obey, rather merely out of fear. If the victims were given the chance to resist, they would do so without feeling the slightest guilt. The victims know that the situation they are in is not natural for their condition, and in order to maintain their nature, they must defend it against any and all aggressors or violators. The victims do not assume the gang to be rightful or legitimate rulers, an authority which they must obey for the greater good. Yet, if they did, that would be government. The concept of authority or government is the idea that some people have the moral right to use violence in controlling other people. In other words, it is the belief that some people have the natural nature to use violence while others cannot, allowing them to be above or exempted from basic morality and nature. It may be said as the belief that someone can be above nature's government, law, or authority. Government must be involuntary and based on belief, or else nature would be the only government to embrace. Deception through lying and ignorance and violence would be required to attempt to make it otherwise. Quote, the naturalizing supports or gives to the natural, whereas the denaturing violates or steals from the natural. End quote. To claim to be above human beings and all the land would be claiming to be nature itself, as it is what constitutes and controls the world at large by definition. This would make government the epiphany of man-made authority, the attempt to make man as God. If an individual wanted to alter or denature all of nature, they cannot do so unless they created a system in artificial imitation of it. It would require that they attempt to keep hidden and suppress the systems of nature, hence why systems of natural law may at times be considered occult or hidden. It would require people contributing to the creation of such a system by their own belief in its necessity, assuming that it is natural. It would require the unnatural justifying the unnatural, so to seemingly strengthen and further legitimize its existence. Governments make violence legitimate, natural to nature, yet violence is directly a violation of nature. If individuals are born into such a system and see that as nature, as it is what they must embrace, it would appear to make an unnatural system seemingly natural. The mere identity or belief in authority cannot change the nature of morality or the nature of nature, and therefore what is natural or unnatural, right or wrong. In other words, a wrong cannot become a right, and the unnatural cannot become natural. An individual in natural ownership of himself cannot be owned by another. A belief insinuates that it is unfounded in knowledge. It is not known to be real. The belief in authority is the belief in government, but it has also been said as the belief in the right to rule, that someone can be not a leader, but a ruler. It has been called the most dangerous superstition by Larkin Rose, the biggest religion, creating the only divide by Mark Passio, where to put an end to it would be the end of all evil by Jeremy Locke. It is to order follow, ignoring your own natural conscience or individual decision making, so to ignore nature and give way to every evil's growth to its aggregate. The controversial and shocking psychological studies known as the Stanley Milgram experiment and the Stanford Prison experiment proves the danger of this belief system. In the Stanley Milgram experiment, the average person of any demographic was willing to torture their fellow man just because an authority figure told them to do so. They would then attempt to give away their own responsibility and place the blame on the victim or the order giver when they were the ones who actively carried out the order. The common excuse is, "I was just following orders," as if it is not in their nature to think for themselves what is right and wrong, or as if they weren't acting as their self. In other words, it is an attempt to give away one's own nature. If it's not with them, who is it with? This is the importance in knowing thyself. Very few individuals were willing to say no because they know. They were mentally strong enough to disobey authority because of morality, natural authority. The reason for there being only few individuals doing this can heavily be attributed to the government schooling system, which is commonly designed to teach authority, or legality, as morality itself, just as it would be to say that man-made authority is natural authority itself. It is not in our nature to be obedient slaves or subjects, for which is why chattel slavery was abolished in the 19th century by the spread of knowledge or moral suasion in the efforts of abolitionists, and why slaves or subjects must believe and be trained into their own slavery or subjugation with ignorance and violence for it to be maintained. This also explains why many of the order followers were laughing with insecurity and nervousness in the experiments because they were feeling uncontrollable of themselves. With the Stanford Prison Experiment, average individuals of well-respected demographics were given the role of guard, becoming an authority figure for a prison. Within just a matter of days, their rulership became tyrannical and cruel that the experiment had to be ended because they embraced the identity of authority and put themselves above their fellow man in nature and rights. These individuals would then come out of the experiment to talk about how they never expected to do what they did, how they couldn't believe that they acted in such a manner. Therefore, it shall be known that humans cannot continually act like a monster without eventually becoming one. The unnatural gives way to the unnatural, and what we embrace, we give way to. One cannot assume governments naturally occur, just as one should not assume slavery naturally occurs, just because it is something long in our existence that we are born into and propagandized into thinking its supposed necessity. These same experiments prove to demonstrate that an individual can refuse to be a prison guard or refuse to be an order follower, however, on the basis that they know they shouldn't. Quote, when we think, say, or act from knowledge or embrace of nature, we do so for naturalizing, whereas when we think, say, or act from the lack or disregard or ignorance of the natural by man-made authority, we do so for denaturing. End quote. Another common excuse is the idea that government is a necessary evil. However, this amounts to saying that the unnatural is natural. With this phrase, it's not even insinuating that evil is unknown or not clearly evil. It is explicitly saying it is evil, that it is unnatural. For what reason do we have to call it evil if we also say it is necessary? Then this would be putting the blame on nature. It would be to say nature cannot be embraced without man's creation, nonetheless an immoral creation in both existence and usage. What has already been shared will not be enough for the individual attached to their long-held and ingrained belief, because understanding nature equally requires introspection into ourselves. May you answer the following questions by Larkin Rose, author of The Most Dangerous Superstition. Number 1. Is there any means by which any number of individuals can delegate or give to someone else the moral right, natural nature, to do something which none of the individuals have the moral right, natural nature, to do themselves? Number 2. Do those who wield political power, presidents, legislators, etc., have the moral right, natural nature, to do things which other people do not have the moral right, natural nature, to do? If so, from whom and how did they acquire such a right, nature? Number 3. Is there any process, constitutions, elections, legislation, by which human beings can transform an immoral or unnatural act into a moral or natural act without changing the act itself? Number 4. When lawmakers and law enforcers use coercion and force, denaturing, in the name of law and government, do they bear the same responsibility for their actions that anyone else would who did the same thing on his own? Number 5. When there is a conflict between an individual's own moral or natural conscience and the commands of a political authority, is the individual morally, naturally, obligated to do what he personally views as wrong, unnatural, in order to obey the law? Upon these questions, you may easily notice the terminology used. For instance, the delegation or granting of natures insinuates that man can rule over other individuals, assuming the place of nature. One can believe that they are now king or any other title, no matter how many others believe it is true, but they are still just a human being, subject to the same natural world as everyone else. political power being in the endless belief-based forms such as legislation, lawmakers, law enforcers, or presidents are all temporary or non-timeless and non-universal constructs not found in nature. Yet, humans attach themselves to these as if they are. Were to not do so, you may be perceived as immoral or unorderly. If one follows the idea of some sense of equality in nature, based on understanding that although we have different experiences, we are all born in the same way, of the same species, in the same world, then the granting or revoking belief-based political games or different forms of slavery are not assisting in this mere embrace of knowledge. One may even be aware of potential problems partaking in government affairs themselves, and so they lie to themselves in ways so to justify it, then coming to learn over time, wondering how they ever could have become or contributed to the corrupt or denatured. This is the politician running for the people. It's the unnatural titled natural person believing in the unnatural system and using it against the unnatural system as mere symptom management, for which the roots are found only with nature. The man-made can never truly fulfill, as people will see how it never lasts. The limited government is merely limited violence, where the unnatural or immoral is still being justified, so it will aggregate to tyranny or dictatorship once again until it falls by its own chaos, as disharmony with nature grows ever more clear with time. It's the power itself that is unnatural. No man is supposed to be in a position higher than their fellow man. Therefore, whether you change the individual or what that individual does, it does not matter and will never truly bring good or the natural so long as the position of that individual is within itself unnatural or immoral, justified as if it's natural. Especially starting with the basis of an unnatural aggregate, governments claiming control over everything will then come to corrupt economy, culture, and everything within to the deepest essence, the longer it is permitted. All that would otherwise be natural becomes unnatural, for which is why government is the most dangerous belief against nature. It is the most dangerous to nature. Once all has been corrupted or denatured, complete political slavery or centralized control has been manifest. In politics, even the idea of running for others does not account to a natural action, because nobody can run for you. In the same way, your vote is not your voice, and it is just another attempt to make you feel personally connected to the idea of government as if it is a business or organization based on consent, which it is not, or that it is nature, which is necessary, which it is not. No majority or minority can make the unnatural natural, and in the same way, it is unnatural for one or many people to impose their opinion or will on any individual because they are not nature nor the individual. Have your opinions and respect others' opinions. Simply do not impose it as truth backed by violence. Voluntary consensual interaction is natural as we all have the ability to choose what to do with our own lives, with our own freedom. This is why businesses and organizations, voluntary hierarchies, will always exist. We also do not assume that one business or organization should be set for all of time or for everybody as they are, whether they like it or not, or that there is one perfect form. When they start to act like a government, people are often naturally averted because they want to maintain control of their own life. In promotion of voluntary or natural interactions, the word and concept of voluntarism has been created. When government does not act like government, The only way is if it isn't government, it isn't involuntary. Your life and freedom naturally provides possibility and choice. Applying voluntary interaction is applying a rule in your life. In the same way, you may apply the non-aggression principle, the idea that you should never initiate violence upon another. Similarly, recognizing ownership and property is a rule. These are rules based on respecting nature to prevent the unnatural. These are not rulers. Rulers, another word for that of authority or government, imply persons being the rule. They proclaim to be the sole source of rules, and therefore proclaiming that they are nature. Therefore, in government, it is not the rules that must be obeyed. It's actually the rulers. In reality, we are each the rulers of ourselves, and we may guide or assist each other in the shared pursuit of nature or happiness, but we cannot dictate or command others, as we cannot live other people's lives or forcibly make people live the way we want them to. People will always create rules for others, but nobody is under any natural or moral obligation to obey by the threat of violence. If they were, that would be government, that would be political slavery. The whole concept of slavery is built upon the idea that you do not own what you own, that you cannot choose how to live your own life. That instead of interactions being based on consent, you need permission to exercise your nature by authority. If you need permission to be free, then you are not free. If government would be built upon consent, if it were not slavery, then it must not be government. It is the equivalent of an individual treating man or government as God, begging for their own ability or existence by authority, and that it may even be written down as commandments called laws alongside its symbols and rituals, many of which may be used to appeal to and further manipulate people subconsciously. Many of the abolitionists of the 19th century also understood this, for which is why they used the government of God for moral suasion as an argument against chattel slavery and all forms of human authority. They were called radical, a word meaning roots, grounded, essential, or going to the origin, as they opposed political change, being that it was also opposed to nature's government and backed by violence. Among them was William Lloyd Garrison, Lysander Spooner, Aidan Ballou, Henry Clark Wright, Ezra Haywood, Josiah Warren, Charles Lane, Henry David Thoreau, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Jeremiah Hacker, William Batchelder Green, Stephen Pearl Andrews, and many more thereafter their time, such as Leo Tolstoy and Benjamin Tucker. Today, these individuals would be considered voluntarists, against man-made government. The truth as to the natural nature of voluntarism as opposed to government will only grow in time. For now, there are many more voluntarists than there were then. People only have one source to obey, and that is nature. An individual can personally choose to not obey nature in every aspect of their life and still practice voluntarism, but they would not support a government. They are not claiming to be nature itself. Therefore, the risks they take are of their own nature, and they still recognize natural authority in the aggregate. Similarly, an individual who does potential wrong or denaturing to himself may be said to be partaking in a vice, whereas an individual who does wrong or denaturing to others may be said to be partaking in a real crime. Nobody is perfect, nor makes perfect decisions. We all must learn from nature together and help others do the same. To say that men must be angels in order for no government is to say men must be perfectly natural, which is impossible by definition. However, to say that humans are not angels, for which is why none are fit to rule, is to say men are not perfectly natural, which is why they must ever continually strive to be, by learning from nature, and nobody inherently is the authority which is. Election after election, man-made creation after man-made creation, and yet man is never fulfilled. As the quote from Francis Bacon states, "Nature to be commanded must be obeyed." In the whole process of acquiring a nature or right bound for oneself, how else will one achieve that other than by nature or with nature, strengthening or aggregating natures which already exist? Attempting to create a new nature is akin to attempting to create a new species, and then people wonder why others compare them to vampires, sheep, or zombies. By people believing in others as naturally higher, they make themselves to be naturally lower, so that in this context, the vampires rule over the sheep, or the sheep try to become new vampires, and the cycle continues, as above, so below. Assuming there must be a process, or a command, or necessary violence in application of the political power, also implies that man has a ritual in order to further attempt to hold his authority, and that it is much unlike the Tao Te Ching, where the only process embraced would be nature. This is why in Taoism, the natural or the Zoran, the self-regulating intelligence of the world, is brought upon by the Wu Wei, or the effortless. Man is not being effortless or letting people live their own lives by claiming jurisdiction or ownership over nature, needing to justify many man-made rituals and create words to change perceptual meanings in order to make it seem more and more legitimate or natural. All man ends up doing is making the already complex natural world more complex to the point of confusion for perpetual ignorance, fear, and control. Another justification for government may be made when the ignorance is embraced and individuals think to themselves that they have to learn their man-made rights, or that there are experts who know more than them about the man-made system, so to make it seem as if it is backed by knowledge, so to be natural and trusted in existence. Will mankind truly empower themselves? If one cares for nature, all one must do is ask themselves the simple question, how long has government existed? No, not just the idea of government, but the actual idea brought into existence. The first form of government, Sumeria, was the first form of systemic slavery, the simple structure of a priest class thought to have the divine right to rule, and slaves who must earn their freedom, with it being called enfranchisement or manumission, as further detailed in reading Slavery Gone for Good, Modern Abolitionism. As history has shown, no government lasts and no government fulfills. Every government violates, never protects, and always results in chaos, in the form of democide, the top cause of unnatural death. Yet, for how obvious the top cause of unnatural death may sound, people continually believe the unnatural aggregate will not result in death or chaos, and will actually rather result in the natural. To say it would be chaos without such a denaturing system is to say that it would be chaos without chaos, that slavery and violence in an unnatural aggregate is necessary for freedom, order, or peace. That which people truly desire is the natural aggregate. Yet, governments call their process of becoming a citizen or subject as naturalization. When you are born on the land that they arbitrarily claim, you are naturalized. When you fill out the paperwork that they arbitrarily created, you are naturalized. However, this has nothing to do with nature or helping to create the natural. As if the illusion is not strong enough, natural eyes means to make, be, or do the natural. Calling the process of citizenship as naturalization makes it seem as if it is natural to be under a government when people who are simply born into the world and propagated into the government have not even given their explicit consent. The same goes with the constitutions of governments. These are social contracts that you never personally signed. They tell you that you are obligated to follow it, yet it's just a piece of paper that supposedly applies to hundreds to millions of people, with its arbitrary rules broken all the time. Many of the most corrupt or tyrannical countries in the world have had constitutions, yet they always fail to prevent evil, often doing the exact opposite of what they were intended to do. The abolitionist Lysander Spooner details how we never gave our consent in his document titled No Treason, the Constitution of No Authority. As if it was the writing down that slavery is illegal that made it immoral, people assume paper has the power or authority to alter nature. It isn't some contract you personally signed, but again, people assume as if it is, so to make it seem natural. The illusion of any man-made thing seeming natural has caused great deception and evil in history when people aren't able to see and embrace the natural beyond it. People attach themselves to these things, dependent upon them for their natural nature. They make themselves the slaves, with mental slavery as such being considered the most dangerous form by many writers. If the mind is enslaved, so will come to be the body and world. If you give yourself freedom and you are comfortable with it, but yet you still live in illusion where freedom is in the hands of others and you are not totally free, as with limited government, it is more dangerous than overt tyranny because the denaturing is not so obvious and therefore it is embraced. In the same way, people who think their voice or vote is added into the government, that they have a contract or constitution, that it is a system made up of relatable people, of wise individuals of the past, or that it is how society has always been functioning, then you think of how it could work if done in a certain way, these all make governments appear natural. Among this, another simple reason people are fooled into this illusion is because they assume the more freedom as nature, and therefore with a lack of grounding principle, they are willing to accept it until it inevitably grows to tyranny again. It does not have to be embraced, but it will be if one does not see nature's government. Some may even think they can balance government, as if it has a time and place of its own. But if it's unnatural and it's slavery, then there's no time and place. It would be akin to a problem that can be mostly entirely prevented. The politician who partakes in government affairs of any kind makes change dependent upon him. He asks to be man-made authority. In the process, he may even become a celebrity-like influence upon peoples, despite how it's not merely for influence, it's for authority, making him once more deceitful, as the unnatural is seemingly natural, because influencers, leaders, and organizers may always persist in nature. There becomes ego and attachment to the arbitrarily endless political ideologies and attention one receives in the process, where the influence may first provide so many seemingly naturalizing effects, it may appear as if it is the right thing to do, although directly justifying a man-made system of authority with its denaturing effects, becoming more and more consumed into the man-made world. You may simply observe the actions of any politician, what they wear and how they try to appeal to people by every means possible, begging for money and votes, how they are known for being dishonest, not just to people, but in this case, to nature itself. They lie to their own nature by putting themselves in an unnatural position, or by trying to be somebody they are not. many actively learn how to persuade people and use the right gestures and catchphrases, all as a means of indoctrination and bandwagon for their authority. Notice what appeals to people the most. The genuine-looking character, what people desire, whether it's a mother-like figure or father-like figure, a protector or nurturer, all unaddressed traumas or excuses used to undermine nature. Furthermore, an insecurity or trauma may be the very purpose for an individual seeking out power or control over others or nature to begin with. May it also attract psychopaths or sociopaths or the worst of characters of the sort in addition. Insecurity feeding insecurity, fear of losing government feeding fear of losing power, people desiring freedom yet receiving the exact opposite every time. What a system humans have built. From an alien's perspective, as done with the animations by Man Against the State's Graham Wright, it becomes evident that humans don't know what they are doing. This is a game they've been trying to figure out but can't, although they invented it, because it is to topple the already game of life or nature. It's like asking, how can we create a system that becomes people's reality, so that way they are dependent on us, trying to find a way to reinvent reality, which it being an invention can only ever be based on some whim or opinion, with endless forms of man-made political doctrine that never seems to work. If we take government as just another invention that needs more work, it may also appear natural to us. Except it is still involuntary and doesn't serve any function other than to hinder natural functions, mask unnatural functions, along with restricting freedoms and different solutions. The word constitution is just another word for nature, and people say we must always uphold the constitution. Indeed we do, but it isn't man-made by definition. The only must or always is nature. The constitution of man is what makes him, what constitutes him. Nature makes him, as that is what naturalization really means, if you can see past the illusions created by government. When nature is embraced, it means nature's government is in the aggregate. It means you are naturalized in nature. People may do wrong within such a system, but the aggregate of nature would not permit their wrongdoing to grow, simply because nobody would give the wrongdoing power to grow, as nobody would believe in man-made authority. In addition, the rules or natural laws would be expressed in nature, such as that of voluntarism, the non-aggression principle, karma, or the hermetic principles. How could one be afraid of potential chaos in order to face it, because wrongdoing will always be created? Problems are natural to occur. We simply need to know how to prevent them from growing. People would be obligated to be responsible, to teach morality, not authority. When governments call their rules as laws, they are ignorant of morality, as well as any such thing as natural laws or principles. Governments give criminals the power to do wrong on mass scale. They give anyone more power than they would otherwise have. Than they are meant to have. We have it in our nature to learn and guide, and nature will teach us. Yet, we create governments that we think should be the teacher, although it would be an authoritarian one at best, and therefore not a teacher, but a dictator. This is again why rulers cannot be leaders, why rulers cannot be the rules. If a man-made law aligns to natural law, it is irrelevant since it already exists. Whereas if it is against natural law, then it shall be disobeyed. Either way, it is unfit to exist. People don't learn their lesson or what is truly right or wrong if their life is ran by pieces of paper and other individuals through governments telling them what to do simply because it is told of them to do so. Simply because of their authority. Quote, if man should attempt to alter or supplement nature, creating dependency onto it or him, this creates man-made authority. End quote. If an individual were to inquire the government of nature, natural government, or God, it would be what is given to us. It would be natural authority, the rules. It must be followed because it cannot be changed. Natural authority is the only true authority. Truth or morality is authority, negating any concept of authority. It is whether we want it to be or not, as nature with time tells all truth. There is no ruler when we have rules that urge us and teach us how to rule ourselves. Nature is not just naturalization, the law or constitution, it is also defined as order, for which those yelling chaos are simply unwilling to work with or recognize. Those who believe in government will claim it's necessary for order, again assuming the man-made necessary for the natural. How will humans ever get along with one another without authority? Oh my, I wonder. It must have nothing to do with morality or the natural. Every excuse made against the abolition of chattel slavery is virtually the same or similar to that of the abolition of government, where the worries of the economy and chaos is brought forward due to fear. Order in nature may not appear perfect to you, as you may look around the world and want people to act in certain ways. But if you keep yourself in order, you will not impose chaos upon anyone by becoming or promoting an authority to fulfill a man-made version of order. People can learn to accept others, or at least not use violence if they think their ideas are so just. As everything in nature, humans are self-organizing, and as morality, naturality, increases in the very first place to abolish government, as rules are necessary for no rulers, peoples will create order among themselves. The market of ideas will come together and compete, as everything does in nature, and there would be no monopoly for just one solution, as it is in the case of government. The only thing you truly can sort out anyways is your own life. Instead of trying to change others, thinking externally to across the world and in places out of your natural control, people can better themselves in their own pocket of the world, that of which is in their natural control. You don't live other people's lives. You don't know what they are going through. They are on their own trajectory. Who are you to tell them what to do, as all you ever can do is guide someone, if you respect who they are as an individual self. Similar to that of the idea of constitution, nature is the only state or condition for that of all the earth. When government calls itself the state, it presumes to act like it is existence, the condition of life itself being bound to it. It is similar to say nobody is above the law, as if the man-made law is natural law. The belief in government is often known to be called statism, that which creates the state. People may not pick up on this language, but these terms only make people associate government with society, with life and nature, a reality inescapable. While one may debate upon terms, the context is of the most relevance. A natural government or state would just be nature. Therefore, whatever word preference you choose, it all comes down to the core distinction in morality. Right versus wrong, the natural versus the unnatural. If ignorance or belief is the excuse for keeping an unnatural system, it isn't. Because ignorance and belief is dispelled by knowledge or moral suasion, which comes from learning nature. Upon optionally using the nature dynamic and learning the nature of government based on our knowledge, the intended use or function, simple or true nature, may be said for peace, security, or protection. The requirements based nature are from political action, violence, law, the belief in authority, that of what it is made, core nature, of people, pieces, of paper, buildings. The impacts or effects, the second natures, can be the nature of tyranny, democide, debate, superiority, inequality, imposed opinions. The type is general nature and organization. The greater function, or use, the higher nature, is for a better place, a place without chaos. Together, for peace, security, or protection from political action, violence, law, the belief in authority of people, pieces of paper, buildings, can be the nature of tyranny, democide, debate, superiority, inequality, imposed opinions, an organization for a better place, a place without chaos. Now upon this assessment, which you may very well expand upon, check for any contradictions or connections, such as the fact an organization is based on violence, uses violence for peace, or the fact it uses opinion, which can alter any of the answers. Does it always use violence for peace? If it's made of just people, why is there a belief in authority? We may even ask, in what place does it function? You may notice that the word law can be broken down separately for more context, likely to lead us back to opinion, creating more connections that help us see what government really is. We see the function is security or peace, yet it isn't so clearly defined among our analysis how that would be done. If we think of a way that could be done, we may assess that and check back. For concepts as large as this idea, it can take more assessments to get to the heart of what it is. However, whether it is law, war, tyranny, democide, inequality, a sole or centralized source of security, paper or people having abnormal power, or legitimate violence, it all leads back to the belief in authority for these to be even possible. Nature would be unimaginable without government for peoples who never saw that the natural world was here all along. If government is such a necessity, then you must not be able to live your life without it. But wait, you can, and most people can and would. Look around you and ask yourself, is it really some people in their suits and ties or other fancy outfits and titles, some pieces of paper holding together society in order? Does the jail systems, the school systems, the police systems, the regulatory systems ever truly help us? Do they help us gain freedom or reduce freedom, learn more or learn less, become more healthy or less healthy? Who is it that must make the world better and protect freedom? Everyone. The idea of protecting property relies on all of us, not some select class. It's all just people. It's all it ever was. People can organize. They do not need violence to do so. Nature has stayed the same. It appears relatively similar to what it has always been, the same earth our ancestors lived on. We live with advances in technology, in medicine, vocabulary, the ability to spread education. From security cameras and alarm systems to the ability to network anywhere at any time, to create media and express ourselves in any way, to the century-long calls for mass education, to ending chattel slavery, and yet do we still need the old barbaric practice of governments, that of which ever founded or maintained any form of systemic slavery? If humanity wants to evolve, we can do a lot better than living with a perpetual, necessary evil, accepting the fact we shouldn't have self-ownership or self-responsibility, or the ability to teach others and nurture them naturally as nature intended. Let all the medicine show. Let all the people express themselves and live out their passions. Let the small businesses grow. Let the child imagine without deception. Let the child grow without confusion. Let violence be known as evil, governments as an usurpation of nature. People will say that they have no choice but to live under governments, but you do have a choice. You create them. The idea that you don't have a choice is the very problem. It is disrespectful to your own nature because you always have the choice. You are not to be or succumb to be a slave, nor make others as slaves. Will you accept nature as the answer always present, or have government be the answer? Government justifies violating the individual for the collective, and in the case of taxation or theft, it guarantees that everyone's property gets stolen to supposedly prevent possible denaturing, possible property theft. Just like any lie, it leads to and justifies the unknown. Just like any attachment to the unnatural, it leads to or justifies the unnatural. Yet, this belief in authority is not just a lie, belief in superstition. It can only ever be the biggest lie, belief in superstition, as it really is just a presumption that man can be nature in every way possible, nonetheless anyway. It gives people the power to destroy other people's lives, yet people believe in it so much to carry out its orders, and it isn't even an identifiable or tangible thing. It doesn't even provide an essential resource. It can only take from what already exists, steal from some people to provide for other people, including for its own existence. It will steal people's money and use it to fund its own army, to continue stealing from people's. According to its logic, the simple pen and paper can justify the mass slaughter of populations. It is a set of buildings, wait, a set of people, wait, a set of documents, wait. It's a deceptive mafia. Either way, it's just human beings. Actually, you and I believing that other human beings have authority. We all must grow up eventually as a whole species. As it has not always existed, it cannot exist to persist. As it violates by its nature, it cannot be used for nature. As people must be indoctrinated or mentally enslaved for its very existence, it does not naturally occur. Government can only ever be an unnatural aggregate. Governments essentially claim to be nature itself. If you aren't in control of you, if nature isn't your ruler, it must be someone who proclaims to be authority. In order for governments to exist, authority must be seen as legitimate and therefore natural. If nature isn't your government, then your government is unnatural. A quote by Epictetus: "Is freedom anything else than the right to live as we wish? Nothing else."